KFYO, it is 7:09 with Tom and Laura. Good morning. We are joined by our guest, Chris Moore. He's pastor of Victory and Praise Church. Welcome to the program, Chris. How are you?
Oh, good to be here, Tom.
Good.
Doing great this morning.
Hey, okay. So the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech is today, and we are having the celebration that begins tonight at about 6:30, or at 6:30, and tell us about what's on the slate for today.
Yes, sir. On tonight at 6:30, we're going to be meeting there at MLK in Itasca in front of Estacada High School.
Mm-hmm.
It is a city-wide march to celebrate the 50th anniversary March on Washington, I Have a Dream. And Lubbock, Texas has adopted it, and we are inviting the entire city to come out and march with us down MLK Boulevard to 4th and MLK, including with the march, we have a canned food drive, or we have a partnered with the South Plains Food Bank, and we're looking for a wonderful turnout. Again, it's to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream speech.
Okay, Laura, I guess what we want to do right now is, if you have a group or a church or business or school or, you know, any kind of organization, it's something that everybody can really take part in. I mean,
sure,
this is a big deal.
Yeah. What a brave man he was, you know. I mean, that was a very volatile time, you know, racial discrimination everywhere. And he stood up for to do away with that racial discrimination, but in a peaceful manner. He wanted it to be in such a peaceful manner. And it was so unfortunate that he died in such a violent way, because he was really a very peaceful man.
Certainly. Just looking for civil rights and equal rights during that time in the 60s. We can look back in those years and see that those were years of a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in 2013, 50 years later, we have seen some success. But we still think that there's a little bit of a struggle to strive for that success and for that dream that was rehearsed by Dr. Martin Luther King back in 1963. We still got some grounds that we need to cover.
That's right. We have not achieved the dream.
Not all of the dream. And I think that, you know, if we ever achieve the dream, maybe we'll stop dreaming. So that dream has not completely been fulfilled. We can still dream, and we can still keep hope alive.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're going to have some guest speakers tonight. When you march from Estacado down to 4th and Estacado High School down to 4th and MLK, there's going to be a stage set up, and you have some different speakers. Isn't Randy Nagebauer supposed to be there?
Yeah, tonight we have Randy Nagebauer. He will be there speaking in terms of freedom to work with government. We also have our Mayor Robertson that's going to be there. He's going to be speaking on freedom to prosper. And also Councilman Floyd Price will be there on the platform to talk about freedom to peacefully coexist. And we also have invited Dr. Scott Ridley, Texas Tech University, to be with us on the platform. He's going to be talking about a grant that it has been approved over on the east side of Lubbock called the East Lubbock Promise Neighborhood Grant. And so we have him on the panel as well. I think we're going to have some voter registration out there. Voices will be out there. I think they have a few backpacks they have left from the Back to School Fest that they hosted this past weekend. And so we got about 200 backpacks that Voices going to be given away on tonight.
Nice.
Wonderful.
That's nice. Anyway, so if do you have a website or anything that or a telephone number, if anybody likes some further information, they can contact you at?
Yes, sir, Tom. They can reach me at 806-329-9051, or my email address is pastormoore0103@yahoo.com.
That's two O's and one E on Moore.
That's
correct.
So
that's MOORE.
Yes.
pastormoore0103@yahoo.com. Hey, man, thanks for joining us this
morning. Tom, it's been good. Laura, it's been good to be